Hey everyone, and welcome back to episode 2 of Not Your Average Cold Case. My name is Christina, and I'll be your host. So, this is not a full podcast right now. This is actually an update on what's going on since we had episode 1 probably about a week or two ago, and now I'm currently working on a case where it's really extensive, and there's a lot of research that's involved. There's actually like a 77-page FBI report that I have to go through. So just to give you guys an idea, so I just want to let you know that the schedule is kind of off this week because this case is really extensive. There's a lot of research that has to be done. And every time we get to one point in the case, there's always something else that comes up. So I don't know where this is going to go, and I don't have any theories on this yet, but I think I have an idea of what's going on here, to be really vague about it, but there's also a case that leads up to this big case that I'm working on right now. So, and to give you an idea of how big this other case is, my husband, who I love him very much, never really interested in cold cases that much or like criminal justice stuff, and he actually may join me for this podcast on this case. I'm not 100% sure yet, but it has sparked some interest in him, which I really appreciate because it's very rare that he wants to come in the studio and talk with me about cold case or about criminal justice stuff because he always thinks I'm crazy because I love it so much. So look for those episodes to come soon. Hopefully you like the first one. If you are a new listener, hello and welcome. If you are a returning one, hi, welcome back. But if you have not listened to episode 1, please go back to listen to episode 1 and take a listen and send me your theories. I'm really curious to see what you think happened in the first case with Betsy Artsma. And I'm really excited about these next two cases. So we're probably going to cover the first one leading up to the case first, and then we'll have the second one as a follow-up, because there are, without giving away everything, there is a point in this case where the first case has not been solved, but the second one involves someone who was involved in the first case. So it's hard to explain without giving too much detail, so I'll give you a little bit of detail. There was a murder that had happened with a young lady, and the district attorney in the county was involved with that case, and something has happened to him as well. So we're going to dive deep into what happened to him and why his case is still active, and obviously why her case is still active. But again, this has taken a lot of time and research to look into because it is an extensive case. And it's been open probably for, his case has been open for more than 10 years, and I think hers is at least since like the 70s or 80s. So look forward to, and his case might even be like a two-part series because there's so much information. Like I said, I just went through a 77-page FBI report. Obviously, a lot of it's redacted, but there's still some really good information there. So we might have like a part one and a part two series, and hopefully my husband will join me for that. So get ready, get your detective hats on. Let's start diving into these deep cold cases, and I'm really excited. So with that being said, I will see you probably next week or in 2 weeks. We'll see what happens with the schedule. But just keep your eyes peeled. And if you are on Anchor, thank you so much for being one of my Anchor buddies. If you are not on Anchor and you just happen to come across this on any of the other platforms, great. Don't forget to subscribe so that you are notified when and, you know, what time these podcasts come out. I tend to be a go-to-bed-late kind of person. I've been that way since college, so some of these will probably be like early morning podcasts, so you'll have it ready for you when you go to work in the morning. So with that being said, I'm really excited to talk about these next two cases, and I hope that you're just as excited as I am, and we'll talk soon. All right, guys, Detective out.